Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to.
What's going on? That's the question. The answer is plenty. And you've come to the place where you can find out everything that's going on in this Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Molly Page is here. Ken Kessler is here. And I want to say hi to Eric Church and Michelle Cura, people who are very active as Facebook friends and fans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get going with the things that are of interest and importance. Bangladesh. In the news, the story of an atheist who posted online items critical. Listen to this, Mal.
Yeah, this is creepy.
It is creepy.
A blogger hacked to death in Bangladesh. And he was killed as he was leaving for work in the morning. Four masked men attacked him. And chopped him up with cleavers.
Yeah, this is for blogging. I remember Richie one day, he's done it more than once, kind of went off on we're not understanding of how these people think, and we really aren't. But each day, or it seems like almost each day, you have another example of understanding how they think. When I say they, I don't mean this to be painted in a broad brush, but the crazy people who are so aghast when anybody criticizes Islam, whether it's
what makes sense to
Ms. Geller and her bunch of nut fruitcakes, or these people here, there is what we don't understand about tolerance. How many people were taught to be tolerant when they were kids growing up? Kenny, your parents teach you about tolerance?
Yeah.
Jennifer, your parents did. Molly, I'm betting your parents did. Uh-huh. Richie, your parents taught you about tolerance?
No,
they didn't. Okay. Well, that would stand a reason.
They just were.
They didn't have, well, you learned.
It's not like I sat down in a class and, you know, here's what tolerance is. And
well, no, but that's not what I mean. I mean, in essence, what you're saying is that they led by example. They taught by example.
Correct.
Which is, by the way, the best way to learn anything. And that's why your children, when you tell them not to do something that you do, don't do what you tell them to do. They do what you do. Remember the old expression, don't do as I do as I say? Never works. It doesn't. And in this circumstance, we have a lot of, I think we collectively have a lot of intolerance for people that we don't understand. But yet, when you look at the sort of things that they do, this group, this small group, it's beyond what we can comprehend. We just don't. We have a lot of intolerance in our country and the Western societies. But and then people say, well, wait a minute. What about what the Germans did to the Jews? Yeah, that's probably a pretty good example of them doing the same thing to a group of people.
Well, that's not intolerance. That was genocide.
No,
that
but was it was intolerance of it. Yeah, but that was the intolerance of the Jewish way of thinking. That's an example.
Well, and Jews just in general, not their way of thinking. Just because you were Jewish, no matter how you thought, you were going to be wiped out.
The ethnic side of Judaism, I think, is a thought process more than a religious process. You and you're closer to it than I am.
I'm Jewish because my mother and my father and their parents on both sides are Jewish, but I don't practice. I'm not religious in any way, but I'm still a Jew. And if I were there, you know, back then, I would be killed.
Yeah. Well, that's religious intolerance.
So these folks are just killing anyone who speaks out against their religion.
Right. Religious intolerance.
If they speak out against it, but not just for them
not
being.
Not just because they are. Okay, I see the point you're making. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You can be intolerant quietly is the point.
Yes, you can. Right. Like Jennifer is from time to time.
Hey!
Hey! Oh,
but she wears it well.
George Zimmerman. How about Georgie Porgy pudding and pie kissed the boys and made them cry? Because his altercations are. Although he did get rid of his wife or she got rid of him, right?
She got rid of him.
Yeah, she did.
So I got hate mail because of George Zimmerman.
No.
What?
What did you say, Jennifer?
I said karma. Okay, look.
All right, if you don't know the story, Molly, quickly tell the story about why Zimmerman's in the news today.
So reportedly he was shot at yesterday. There was some kind of road rage altercation. He was not hurt, although somebody shot through the window of his car and shattered glass. However, it's the same man, Matthew Apperson, who was involved in an altercation with him a year ago. So it wasn't random. It wasn't somebody who was angry with him about killing Trayvon Martin.
It was a vendetta.
Well, we don't know what it is. I think it could be.
It could be.
I mean, because they know each other. And in the altercation, I think it was last year, Matthew Apperson could have filed charges against Zimmerman, but he didn't.
Yeah, but you're working too hard at this. Zimmerman went home for Mother's Day. And so this guy sees that he's home. And they just go back to feuding. It's kind of like an episode of
Hatfields and the McCoys.
Yeah, kind of. Well, what was the name of that show with the red Dodge that Snyder and Wopat were in?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. That's what this. This reminds me. This kind of neighborhood. This is in a rural area of Florida, and that's what this. When I hear these stories like this, that's what I think of.
I do not want to see George Zimmerman sliding across the hood of a car.
Oh, I do.
No.
So, Jennifer, what did you say yesterday on your local Los Angeles program?
So, I do a local show here in Los Angeles. And the news, the sad thing is, it puts me, to be fair to myself, it puts me in a disadvantage because I tape a show early in the day.
Right.
And it airs
later at night.
You taped
it before you saw me for lunch yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Okay.
And so, you kind of have the news that you have when you go to the story. I still stand by this. So the report was that George Zimmerman got shot in the face, that he was okay, but he got shot in the face.
How are you?
I go on and I said, look, this guy cannot stay out of trouble. And I still stand by this. He can't. He can't stay out of trouble. He's constantly in the limelight because of all the stuff he's doing. I said, is this just karma? I mean, really, what is going on here with this guy? I stood up for him for the entire time he was on trial with Trayvon Martin because I believe in people trying to protect themselves. But this guy looks like a punk. He can't just go away. He's like OJ. He does something and then he wasn't trying to protect himself
with the Zimmerman thing. He went out with Trayvon Martin.
I'm not defending him. I'm saying that he did. At the time, the evidence I was provided, if I were on the jury, I would have made the same decision that they did.
Oh.
Because there was not enough evidence to prove anything else. Oh. And so I stood there and, waved the flag and said, that's the right decision by the jury. Good for you. And
now he's got a hand roll. Is his mugshot, you can make a deck of cards out of him.
I know. So, Rich, okay, so you were with me.
Did you come up with that by yourself?
Yeah, no.
That's a very good
line. Aren't you with
him?
Like, do you care what happens to George Zimmerman now?
No.
I don't.
No. I didn't care about what happened to him before.
So, then if that makes me irresponsible and mean to George Zimmerman, then you know what?
Guilty.
I'm going to take it.
Yeah. All right.
Can we go back to him being shot in the face?
No.
Oh.
We've had enough of George Zimmerman. Okay. 16 past the hour. In a moment, can spiders fly on Good Day?
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
When you do have to work on an old bike, it's way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on.
And as always,
some people think it's cool, some people think it's stupid.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I'm Andy.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. What do we got here?
Used to be a 1980 Heritage Softail. It's not soft anymore. Strutted out the fenders, but put a little springy seat on it. Milwaukee should have done springy seats and no suspension. That's way better than that crap they had underneath there. We just took everything off of it that wasn't essential. Way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on. Then when you do have to work on an old bike, it's less stuff to take off to get to it. You stick your head down in there and say, that's what the problem is. I don't have to take off a million covers first. It might get a little complicated. I don't have any experience doing that, but we'll figure it out.
What are you doing?
Some people think it's cool, some people think it's stupid.
American Biker Minute.
You don't learn unless you try.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you prepare yourself for a brighter future? Here's the two keys.
First, be learning, not learned. A diploma or certification isn't the end, it's the beginning. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep learning.
Learn from your successes, from your mistakes, from others, from books.
Learn anywhere and everywhere you can.
The second key to a brighter future is, don't just live and learn, apply it. Knowledge has no value. You gain from it by putting it to use.
So make time for learning, but only after you've asked an incredibly important question. Will you apply it? If not, don't waste your time.
The power in learning comes from living it. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a new profession on the horizon, laughter coaches. Now, before you laugh and call this profession silly, there may be some benefit in the humble giggle. Here's the science of it. Actually, laughter coaching is a part of traditional yoga, and it uses twister-like poses and exercises which are designed to make people laugh. Why? Laughing is good for the heart. Some researchers estimate that 1 minute of laughter, that's about 100 giggles, is roughly equivalent to 6 to 10 minutes of hard work on an exercise bike. And laughter also decreases blood pressure, elevates the mood, and improves immunity.
Now that's funny.
What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to improve your health? Either sweat it off or laugh it off, or maybe a combo of the two. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, you've entered the Doug zone now.
The no spin zone, or the right. Extra spin zone.
Yeah, right. So how many people think spiders can fly? Yes or no? Richie?
They cannot fly with wings, no, but they can fly because they, like Spider-Man, they can
really
spread their
I wouldn't
Kenny?
Pass those little little bugs.
Yes or no, do bugs fly?
Yeah, not like birds, spiders. But yeah. No.
Okay. Kara? Molly?
I hope they can, because sometimes I find them in my
Jennifer?
Bathtub and I throw them out the window.
I know that they can, those evil things.
A hotel in Chicago warning last night their patrons about uninvited guests. Hilton Chicago sent a note suggesting guests keep their windows closed to avoid the annual migration of high-rise flying spiders.
Oh, my God. I am so glad you talked about
Bridge
this.
Bridge spiders, they're called.
I saw them.
Yes, they...
In Chicago, yep. At the big tall tower.
They fly 95 stories up.
Sears.
So, they're, yes, there is a spider.
I looked at it, wondering how it got out there.
21 after.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. The Guardian newspaper of London is reporting that up in the Bolivian Andes Mountains, the Uruchapaya tribe's very existence is threatened by global warming. What was once a huge lake is now a cracked desert made of salt. Nothing seems to be growing there. The Chapaya Indians that have lived there for thousands of years are now thought to be the oldest surviving culture in all the Andes. The local river, now a trickle from global warming and the entire population no longer able to survive, the chief of the Uruchapaya tribe says that all used to be a water area with ducks and crabs and reeds. Now they have nothing to eat, he says. All their children have left, their people now perishing. Scientists say glaciers are melting and drought is spreading. And for the Uruchapaya, they're now facing extinction. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.